We left off on text number 11. So, the three modes of material nature, chapter 14, verse 11. Please repeat. Sarvat Bhareshu Dehesmin Prakasha Upajayate Jnanam Yadatada Vidyad Vividam Sattvam It Yuta. The synonyms, Sarvat Vrareshu, in all the gates, Dehesmin, in this body, Prakasha, the quality of illumination, Upajayate, develops, Jnanam, knowledge, Yada, when, Tada, at that time, Vidyat, know, Vividham, increased, Sattvam, the mode of goodness, Iti Uta, thus it is said. Please repeat. The manifestation of the mode of goodness can be experienced when all the gates of the body are illuminated by knowledge. So, who knows what are the gates of the body? Nine gates. Very good. What are they? Huh? Mouth is one. Two ears. Two eyes. Yes. Rectum and genital. Nine gates. 2, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9. All right. Purport. And there it was, right? There are nine gates in the body. Two eyes, two ears, two nostrils, the mouth, the genitals, and the anus. But it's good to see if you know. So it's a good way to... When every gate is illuminated by the symptoms of goodness, it should be understood that one has developed the mode of goodness. In the mode of goodness, one can see things in the right position. One can hear things in the right position. And one can taste things in the right position. One becomes cleansed inside and outside. In every gate, there is the development of the symptoms of happiness, and that is the position of goodness. Text 12. Lobha pravrittararambha karmanam ashamapspriha rajasyetani jayante Vividde Bharatarshaba Lobha, greed, pravritti, activity, arambha, endeavor, karmanam, inactivities, ashama, uncontrollable, spriha, desire, rajasi, of the mode of passion, etani, all these, jayante, develop, the vridhe, when there is an excess, Bharata Rishabha, O chief of the descendants of Bharat. Please repeat. O chief of the Bharatas, when there is an increase in the mode of passion, the symptoms of great attachment, fruitive activity, intense endeavor, and uncontrollable desire and hankering develop. Purport. One in the mode of passion is never satisfied with the position he has already acquired. He hankers to increase his position. If he wants to construct a residential house, he tries his best to have a palatial house, as if he would be able to reside in that house eternally. And he develops a great hankering for sense gratification. There is no end to sense gratification. He always wants to remain with his family and in his house and continue the process of sense gratification. There is no cessation of this. All these symptoms should be understood as characteristic of the mode of passion. Prabhupada would oftentimes tell the story of this person who, when he was on his deathbed, he was saying to the doctor, "I'll give you any amount of money, just prolong my life. Any amount of money, but when it's time to go, nothing you can do." And when you're in the mode of passion, you can't let go. When you're in the mode of goodness, okay, it's time to go. Boom. You should not remodel your house for sense gratification, but you can remodel your house for devotional service. Yes. Otherwise, all the temples in ISKCON, they're constantly upgrading, improving. They want to make it nice for Krishna. Jai. So, the idea is the devotee doesn't live selfishly. He lives for serving Krishna. And for Krishna, the devotee wants to make it as nice as possible. Let's continue. Aprakasho pravrittischa pramado moha evacha tamasyetani jayante vivridde kuru nandana aprakasha darkness apravritti inactivity cha and pramada madness moha illusion eva certainly, cha, also, tamasi, the mode of ignorance. Whenever I see that word tamasi, I immediately remember the mantra, tamasi ma jyotir gama. Come out of this ignorance, come out of this darkness, go to the light. And that light is found in the Vedic literatures given to us by Vyasadeva, by the followers of Lord Chaitanya, by Srila Prabhupada. These books give us light. It even says in the Bhagavatam, there is that famous verse, because in the very first chapter, when the sages of Naimisharanya are questioning Suta Goswami, so the final question is, now that Krishna has gone, because the sages of Naimisharanya assembled right after Krishna's disappearance, when Kali Yuga began. So they said, Krishna's gone, that means morality, religion, all the good things have gone with him. Now we're in the age of Kali. What will people do? Where will they go for shelter? So that's the ending of the first chapter. Then in chapter 3, Suta Goswami answers that question. He goes, where will they go? Srimad Bhagavatam. Because it's brilliant like the sun. Brilliant like the sun. Let's continue. Etani. These. Jayante. Are manifested. Vridhe. When developed, Kuru Nandana, O son of Kuru. Please repeat. When there is an increase in the mode of ignorance, O son of Kuru, darkness, inertia, madness, and illusion are manifested. Purport. When there is no illumination, knowledge is absent. One in the mode of ignorance does not work by a regulative principle. He wants to act whimsically for no purpose. Reminds me of what a political party did last couple of weeks. They want to act whimsically for no purpose. They did that whole shutdown. What did they gain? Nothing. Nothing they gain. This is called illusion. Although consciousness is going on, life is inactive. These are the symptoms of one in the mode of ignorance. Text number 14. Yada sattve pravridde tu pralayang yati dehabrit tadottamabhidam lokan amalan pratipadyate yada, when satve, the mode of goodness, pravridde, developed, to but pralayam, dissolution, yati, goes, dehabrit, the embodied, tada, at that time, uttamavidam, of the great sages, lokan, the planets, amalan, pure, pratipadyate, attains. When one dies in the mode of goodness, please repeat, he attains to the pure higher planets of the great sages. Purport. One in goodness attains higher planetary systems like Brahmaloka or Janaloka, and there enjoys godly happiness. The word Amalan is significant. It means free from the modes of passion and ignorance. There are impurities in the material world, but the mode of goodness is the purest form of existence in the material world. There are different kinds of planets for different kinds of living entities. Those who die in the mode of goodness are elevated to the planets where great sages and great devotees live. Yes, look like you have a question. All right. Let's continue. Rajasi pralayangatva karmasangishu jayate tata pralinas tamasi muddayonishu jayate. Rajasi, in passion, pralayam, dissolution, gatva, attaining, karma sangishu, in the association of those engaged in fruitive activities. Jayate, takes birth, tata, similarly, pralina, being dissolved, tamasi, in ignorance, mudha yonishu, in animal species, jayate, takes birth. Please repeat. When one dies in the mode of passion, he takes birth among those engaged in fruitive activities. And when one dies in the mode of ignorance, he takes birth in the animal kingdom. So what it says here, takes birth among those engaged in fruitive activities, that means Earth. Because the higher planetary systems know. Engaged in fruitive activities, that happens on the earthly planets. They're trying to go to the heavenly planets by pious fruitive activities. And when they perform impious fruitive activities, then they go down. Purport. Some people have the impression that when the soul reaches the platform of human life, it never goes down again. This is incorrect. According to this verse, if one develops the mode of ignorance after his death, he is degraded to an animal form of life. From there, one has to again elevate himself by an evolutionary process to come again to the human form of life. Therefore, those who are actually serious about human life should take to the mode of goodness and, in good association, transcend the modes and become situated in Krishna consciousness. This is the aim of human life. Otherwise, there is no guarantee that the human being will again attain to the human status. So, there's a verse by Lord Chaitanya where he's instructing Rupa Goswami, Brahmanda Brahmate Kono Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Bhai Bhakti Lata Beej. That, in what Prabhupada is saying, the living entity is sometimes going up, sometimes going down. Sometimes he stays, like we're reading. All the three destinations are possible. So Lord Chaitanya is saying, the living entity is roaming and revolving, but when the living entity actually becomes Bhagyavan, fortunate, then by the mercy of Guru and Krishna, one gets the Bhakti Lata Beej, the seed of devotion, which is planted at the time of initiation. So Prabhupada makes the point, it's the combined mercy of Guru and Krishna. Not just Guru and not just Krishna. It's the combined mercy, Guru and Krishna. Krishna sends the Guru, and the Guru teaches you how to achieve Krishna. And it begins with that bhakti lata. And the lata means a creeper. So, how do you make a creeper grow? You have to water it. So this bhakti lata is watered how? Hearing and chanting. That's how it is watered. And I always make the point, when preaching on this, I always make the point. It's not the guru's business, and it's not Krishna's business to water the creeper. It's my business. I have to water my creeper. I can't expect someone else to do it. I have to. So therefore we chant, we hear, we read. Hearing and chanting are the basic, fundamental principles of devotionals. Everything is based on hearing and chanting. You've heard me say a million times that if you want to increase your devotional service, then the way to increase it is to increase your hearing and chanting. From there, everything comes. As Lord Chaitanya, when he's commenting at the end of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Chaitanya is giving the purport to his Shikshastakam prayers. That's the final chapter of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And so when he is giving the purport, his own purport, he says that from hearing and chanting, all varieties of devotional service are awakened. So whatever you want to do, Just keep in mind, the key that's going to unlock everything is nice hearing and chanting. And in this month of Damodar, myself, that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to be really... It started yesterday. Yesterday, I spent several hours studying the entire Rasalila, because last night, Krishna danced the Rasalila. So I spent several hours reading the five chapters in the Bhagavatam on the Rasalila. And this month, I'm going to be studying in depth every day all about Damodar Lila, because this is the month of Damodar. So every day I'm going to be reading and hearing all about Damodar Lila. I want it to become so good that I can remember every aspect of it, from Bhagavatam, from Krishna book, from the Digdarshini Tika by Sanatan Goswami. I just want to become absorbed this month in Damodar Lila. All right? Let's go on to the next verse. What verse are we at? 16, right? Okay. Karmana sukritas yahu satvikam nimalang phalam rajasastu phalang dukam ajnanam tamasa phalam. Please repeat. Karmana, of work, sukratasya, pious, ahu, is said, satvikam, in the mode of goodness, nirmalam, purified, phalam, the result. So now, this word phalam is also translated as fruit, right? Pashtram, patram, pushpam, phalam. So, the word phalam can mean fruit, and the fruit of an activity, the result, phalam. Rajasa, of the mode of passion, to, but, phalam, the result. Dukam, misery. Agyanam, nonsense. Tamasa, of the mode of ignorance, phalam, the result. Yes, now I have another Sanskrit word to describe a certain political party. Very good. Please repeat. The result of pious action is pure and is said to be in the mode of goodness. But action done in the mode of passion results in misery. And action performed in the mode of ignorance results in foolishness. Purport. The result of pious activities in the mode of goodness is pure. Therefore, the sages who are free from all illusion are situated in happiness. But activities in the mode of passion are simply miserable. Any activity for material happiness is bound to be defeated. If, for example, one wants to have a skyscraper, so much human misery has to be undergone before a big skyscraper can be built. The financier has to take much trouble to earn a massive wealth, and those who are slaving to construct the building have to render physical toil, like those pyramids, right? So many hundreds and hundreds of, many of them died. And when I went to Panama, I went on a tour. They have a whole exhibit how the Panama Canal was built. So the first people that were building the canal, they all died because of disease. Yes, they got all these. So to build that canal, So many people had to give up their life. So what Prabhupada is saying here is so true. Jai, did you come alone? They're all here? Chadha family is here. Good. The financier has to take much trouble to earn a massive wealth, and those who are slaving to construct the building have to render physical toil. The miseries are there. Thus, Bhagavad Gita says that in any activity performed under the spell of the mode of passion, there is definitely great misery. There may be a little so-called mental happiness. I have this house or this money. But this is not actual happiness. As far as the mode of ignorance is concerned, the performer is without knowledge, and therefore all his activities result in present misery, and afterwards he will go on toward animal life. Animal life is always miserable, although under the spell of the illusory energy, Maya, the animals do not understand us. Slaughtering poor animals is also due to the mode of ignorance. The animal killers do not know that in the future the animal will have a body suitable to kill them. That is the law of nature. That's why, depending on the audience, I will say the laws of nature instead of the laws of God. Because some audiences, they may not be theistic. So if you say the laws of God, they'll just turn you off. But if you say the laws of nature, then they may listen. Right? That is the law of nature. In human society, if one kills a man, he has to be hanged. That is the law of the state. Because of ignorance, people do not perceive that there is a complete state controlled by the Supreme Lord. Every living creature is a son of the Supreme Lord, and he does not tolerate even an ant's being killed. One has to pay for it. So indulgence in animal killing for the taste of the tongue is the grossest kind of ignorance. Yes. This is another argument. Sometimes you'll hear meat eaters will say, oh, we are eating meat because we have to get protein. So then I say, oh, really? So you can get plenty of protein from rice and dal, right? You can get plenty. So then I say to them, the only reason you're eating meat is because of the taste. Not because of the protein. Because if there was no taste, you wouldn't be eating the meat. No way. So the real reason is because they have developed that taste for the meat. You haven't. But coming from meat-eating family, I know what it's like. It's all taste. All right. A human being has no need to kill animals because God has supplied so many nice things. And this is one of the reasons why I love Krishna consciousness, because Indian people are also by nature excellent cooks. And just with milk and vegetables and grains, you eat much better than when I was a meat eater. You have so much varieties. Even with just milk, you can make so many varieties. And with sabjis, and unbelievable. Like when we have the big festivals, you make 108 different preparations for Krishna on Janmashtami. Meteors can't do that. So it's amazing. If one indulges in meat eating anyway, But it's to be understood that he is acting in ignorance and is making his future very dark. Of all kinds of animal killing, the killing of cows is most vicious because the cow gives us all kinds of pleasure by supplying milk. Cow slaughter is an act of the grossest type of ignorance. There is a passage in the Chaitanya Charitamrita where Lord Chaitanya is discussing with the Chand Kaji. And the Chand Kaji is arguing with Lord Chaitanya, hey, our Quran says it's okay to eat cow. And then Chand Kaji thought he was smart. He said, even in your Vedas, you had cow sacrifice. And Lord Chaitanya said, wait a second. Yes, there is, Lord Chaitanya answers. Lord Chaitanya says, that was not cow slaughter. The Brahmin would do a sacrifice. The cow would get a new life. Either it would come, like the cow would be sacrificed, but right there at the yajna, you would be transformed into a human or a young, new, rejuvenized cow. But Lord Chaitanya said, that kind of Brahmin doesn't exist anymore. So Lord Chaitanya said, therefore in Kali Yuga, five acts are prohibited. And one of them is cow sacrifice. You were quoting the verse, Rama? You were quoting, say it. Ashvamedam gavo... Yes. So, Lord Chaitanya then told the Kazi, so, since you are killing cows and you cannot rejuvenate them, you are responsible for every hair that is on the body of that cow. Every hair. That's how many So when you think about all these... Oh my God. And they had to be slaughtered in the same way.
So like all the black people, American, they have to go through million birth now?
Yep.
Billions
birth? Yep.
All these like...
Yep. Yes. Unless a devotee comes and they touch the book, they may be delivered. Prabhupada's book, or Rama's favorite book. Right, Rama? Yes.
So we are going to start a field for Mulya that all in and out burgers, we will have this.
Actually, my godbrother, Devamrita Swami, several years ago, was preaching to the head of In-N-Out Burger and was explaining to him what's going to happen. Yeah, because he doesn't fool around. I'm sure your spiritual master, if he met one of these people, he would be... Huh? No, if he was preaching to them. He's not a terrorist. Okay. Where are the two children? Why is everybody staying out? Everybody should come and... Come on, everybody. Why hide? I can't see through the wall. Come on. The posse. Yes. And there's somebody else hiding. Did Saroj come? No, but there's somebody else hiding. Yes. Why are you hiding? I don't look that ugly, do I? Come on. Now there's books for everybody if you want to follow along. Okay. Of all kinds of animal killing, the killing of cows is most vicious because the cow gives us all kinds of pleasure by supplying milk. And you told me, because I haven't read it in Prabhupada's books, but you told me that all the demigods are in the body of the cow. Didn't you?
Yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
All the demigods are in the body of the cow. Cow slaughter is an act of the grossest type of ignorance. Chapter 14, purport to text 16. Thank you, Krishna Kumar. Cow slaughter is an act of the grossest type of ignorance. In the Vedic literature, the words gobi prinita matsaram indicate that one who, being fully satisfied by milk, is desirous of killing the cow, is in the grossest ignorance. There is also a prayer in the Vedic literature that states, namo brahmanya devaya go brahmana hitaya cha jagad hitaya krishnaya govindaya namo namaha. My Lord, you are the well-wisher of the cows and Brahmins, and you are the well-wisher of the entire human society and world. The purport is that special mention is given in that prayer for the protection of the cows and the Brahmins. I'm going to stop here for a second because Prabhupada speaks on this. Notice, namo brahmanya devaya, go. Go, cow is mentioned first. So Prabhupada made the point once in a lecture. Cow gets first priority, hitaya, then the Brahmins. Cow is above. And then for me, because I came from a meat-eating family, one of the strongest arguments I heard from Prabhupada that really, like, for all time cinches the deal. Prabhupada said that people are eating meat because of the blood. They want that taste of the blood. So Prabhupada said, but you don't know, the cow is already giving you her blood in the form of milk. When I heard that from Prabhupada, oh, this is so good. I love that. When I heard, that was way long when I first joined the temple. I heard that from Prabhupada. I said, now I'm completely convinced. So, in Prabhupada's temples, they never use oil. Ghee. And Prabhupada, there was a reason. Because Prabhupada said, once you get the taste of ghee, you lose your taste for the meat. You see? So, I'm a big ghee person. Heart condition and all, I don't care. I'm not giving up shud ghee. Ever. I'll die first. I don't care what the doctor says. I'm not giving up ghee. Okay? That's for another class. Okay? That's for another class. Not for now. But for now, okay, one answer is Krishna doesn't eat oil. Krishna likes ghee. Right? All right. I said that's another class. All right? That's another class. All right? Thank you. For now, I'm Prabhupada's disciple. I'm just saying, in Prabhupada's temples, they never used oil during Prabhupada's time. And you heard me say from my wife, right? I've been married to my wife for, 33 years. She never cooks with oil. And am I a happy man? Yes. All right. Let's go back now. Let's start again. Let's chant together. Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya together. Go Brahmana Hitaya cha Jagadhitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha. My Lord, You are the well-wisher of the cows and Brahmins, and You are the well-wisher of the entire human society and world. The purport is that special mention is given in that prayer for the protection of the cows and Brahmins. Brahmins are the symbol of spiritual education, and cows are the symbol of the most valuable food. What is that? Milk. And Prabhupada writes in Bhagavatam, milk is liquid religion. Liquid religion. This is why I love Prabhupada. These two living creatures, the Brahmins and the cows, must be given all protection. That is real advancement of civilization. In modern human society, spiritual knowledge is neglected and cow killing is encouraged. It is to be understood that human society is advancing in the wrong direction and is clearing the path to its own condemnation. A civilization which guides the citizens to become animals in their next lives is certainly not a human civilization. The present human civilization is, of course, grossly misled by the modes of passion and ignorance. It is a very dangerous age, and all nations should take care to provide the easiest process, Krishna consciousness, to save humanity from the greatest danger. And another thing that Prabhupada would preach, because of the killing of cows, then there will be so many wars. As long as this cow slaughter goes on, then there is going to be human slaughter. All right, let's do another verse. Satvat sanjayate jnanam rajaso lobha evacha pramada moha tamaso bhavato jnanam evacha. From the mode of goodness, real knowledge develops. From the mode of passion, greed develops. And from the mode of ignorance, develop foolishness, madness, and illusion. Purport. Since the present civilization is not very congenial to the living entities, Krishna consciousness is recommended. Through Krishna consciousness, society will develop the mode of goodness. When the mode of goodness is developed, people will see things as they are. In the mode of ignorance, people are just like animals and cannot see things clearly. In the mode of ignorance, for example, they do not see that by killing one animal, they are taking the chance of being killed by the same animal in the next life. Because people have no education in actual knowledge, they become irresponsible. To stop this irresponsibility, education for developing the mode of goodness of the people in general must be there. When they are actually educated in the mode of goodness, they will become sober in full knowledge of things as they are. Then people will be happy and prosperous. Even if the majority of the people aren't happy and prosperous, if a certain percentage of the population develops Krishna consciousness and becomes situated in the mode of goodness, then there is possibility for peace and prosperity all over the world. Otherwise, if the world is devoted to the modes of passion and ignorance, there can be no peace or prosperity. In the mode of passion, people become greedy and their hankering for sense enjoyment has no limit. One can see that even if one has enough money and adequate arrangements for sense gratification, there is neither happiness nor peace of mind. Prabhupada preached about this when he first started his movement, because many of Prabhupada's first disciples were hippies, and then Prabhupada found out once they became his disciples that they came from very wealthy families. So Prabhupada found this very curious. And that was the thing. These young people back then, they had so much material sense gratification, but they were not happy. So they were looking. That's why they take drugs. People take drugs because they're not happy, and they think by taking intoxication, they'll become happy. They're basically not happy. They're looking for happiness. And so intoxication, whether it be alcohol or any other kind of intoxication, gives you a little happiness for some time. The high wears off, you come crashing down. But you do get that temporary feeling of euphoria because they're unhappy. So, material life, Prabhupada saw through his early disciples that many of his disciples had every conceivable material sense gratification, but they were unhappy. So Prabhupada knew how to preach that, yes, you're not happy because there is no happiness. And he's already said it several times. There is no happiness in material sense gratification. It's not possible. You will not be satisfied. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya says, I can give you the taste for which you are always anxious for. This chanting of Krishna's name. That is the thing, that taste of Krishna's name. That is the thing everybody's hankering to have. Amrita, full nectar. And it's all there in what? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. One can see that even if one has enough money and adequate arrangements for sense gratification, there is neither happiness nor peace of mind. That is not possible. Because one is situated in the mode of passion. If one wants happiness at all, his money will not help him. He has to elevate himself to the mode of goodness by practicing Krishna consciousness. That was also the same point. Arjuna in chapter 1 was saying that even if we win, at what cost, that I'm not going to be able to enjoy this winning this battle. Because I will have won it at the expense of all my relatives, my guru. Like he says, our spoils will be tainted with blood, blood money. Like they have that thing, blood diamond. If you see that movie, how diamonds, there's a lot of human suffering, slave trade and all this to get diamonds, right? It's a very, very nasty business. That's why they say blood diamond. Yeah, it's diamonds, but at the cost of human blood, people are getting those diamonds. So Arjuna's argument was, I don't want to fight this war because if we win, it's going to be at the cost of the lives of Bhishma, Drona, all these great... And Arjuna's saying, I don't want it. I'd rather they kill me. But Krishna still wants Arjuna to what? Fight. Yes. When one is engaged in the mode of passion, not only is he mentally unhappy, but his profession and occupation are also very troublesome. He has to devise so many plans and schemes to acquire enough money to maintain his status quo. This is all miserable. In the mode of ignorance, people become mad. Being distressed by their circumstances, they take shelter of intoxication, and thus they sink further into ignorance. Their future in life is very dark. All right? Shall we? Let's do a few more. Let's go. All right? Please repeat. Urdvam gachanti sattvastha madye tishtanti rajasa jaganya guna vritti stha adho gachanti tamasa urdvam upwards gachanti go sattvastha. Those situated in the mode of goodness. Madhye, in the middle. Tishtanti, dwell. Rajasa, those situated in the mode of passion. Jaganya, of abominable. Guna, quality. Vrittistha, whose occupation. Adha, down. Gachchanti, go. Tamasa, persons in the mode of ignorance. Please repeat. Those situated in the mode of goodness gradually go upward to the higher planets. Those in the mode of passion live on the earthly planets. And those in the abominable mode of ignorance go down to the hellish worlds. Now here's the problem. The problem is that many people don't care. They don't care if they are going to take another birth as an animal. I knew one such girlfriend. When I explained to her that most likely in your next birth you're going to be a dog, she said, "Oh, I'll be happy as a dog." She was dead serious. That's the mode of ignorance. That you don't care that you're going to take a low birth. That's the problem. All right, let's go. Purport. In this verse, the results of actions in the three modes of nature are more explicitly set forth. There is an upper planetary system consisting of the heavenly planets where everyone is highly elevated. According to the degree of development of the mode of goodness, the living entity can be transferred to various planets in this system. The highest planet is Satyaloka or Brahmaloka, where the prime person of this universe, Lord Brahma, resides. Now, keep in mind, although it says Satyaloka, it's not Satya. Because even Brahma's planet is destroyed. Even though it says Satyaloka, it's not really Satya. It's Satya in the sense compared to the other planetary systems. But even the planet of Brahma, which is known as Satyaloka, will one day be destroyed when there is the complete cosmic annihilation. We have seen already that we can hardly calculate the wondrous condition of life in Brahmaloka. But the highest condition of life, the mode of goodness, can bring us to this. The mode of passion is mixed. It is in the middle between the modes of goodness and ignorance. A person is not always pure, but even if he should be purely in the mode of passion, he will simply remain on this earth as a king or a rich man. But because there are mixtures, one can also go down. People on this earth in the mode of passion or ignorance, cannot forcibly approach the higher planets by machine. In the mode of passion, there is also the chance of becoming mad in the next life. The lowest quality, the mode of ignorance, is described here as abominable. The result of developing ignorance is very, very risky. It is the lowest quality in material nature. Beneath the human level, there are 8 million species of life, birds, beasts, reptiles, trees, etc. And according to the development of the mode of ignorance, people are brought down to these abominable conditions. The word tamasa is very significant here. Tamasa indicates those who stay continuously in the mode of ignorance without rising to a higher mode. Their future is very dark. There is an opportunity for men in the modes of ignorance and passion to be elevated to the mode of goodness. And that system is called Krishna consciousness. But one who does not take advantage of this opportunity will certainly continue in the lower modes. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.